Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem, Shir number 17, the Shiurim for Women. And we're going to talk about some concepts, beautiful concepts in Torah, Hasidic concepts that Rabbi Twersky brings down in one of his books, and one famous line that's brought down in the Torah, that it says that the Eden could not drink the waters of Mara, ki Marim Hema. They couldn't drink it because they were bitter. And the assumption in the Pasuk is that the waters were bitter. But no, the Pasuk says, Lo yochlu lishtos mayim mimara ki marim heim, because they were bitter. That's how the Baal Shem Tov interprets it. They were bitter, meaning Klal Yisrael was bitter, not the waters. It was not the water that was bitter. It was the people that were bitter. Now there's the Bnei Yisrael at that point, by arguing on Moshe, developed an attitude of bitterness, and that caused them to feel that the water was bitter. And everything that's valid in psychology is valid only because it's found in the Torah. This is one of those examples. They felt that the water was bitter because they were bitter. When people suffer from clinical depression, they sometimes have a distorted sense of experience. Their food tastes bad. Mild discomfort may be felt as excruciating pain. They may see all reality as being very dismal, like someone looking through dark glasses cannot see any light. And the Bnei Yisrael repeatedly grumbled at being in the desert. They were complaining often. And their food, the mun, which was supplied daily to them, and the clothing grew with them and never wore out. And they said, though, they were better off as slaves in Egypt. And with that attitude, even the sweet water can be bitter. And some people who are dissatisfied with their lives may seek to make changes in their external reality. They may change jobs. They may relocate. There are some times where it is valid to change a job or relocate. Some people may blame their unhappiness on their spouses and divorce. Truth be told, there are indeed situations where that is the case. Torah will dictate to divorce in certain situations where a spouse is extremely unhealthy, even dangerous at times. So that is true. We cannot negate that sometimes there is an external reality, a situation that is very problematic and hard. But very often in our lives, we need to realize that often we are dissatisfied with our situations because of ourselves and the way we look at things. And if we feel that reality is unpleasant, we could evaluate. Maybe an objective person will say, yes, your job is toxic. You have to leave the job. Your job is your marriage is really a harmful thing for you. That could happen. But many times when you're not in those toxic situations and you still feel bitter, it may not be the situation. It may be just your perception of it, or to a large degree, your perception of it. This reminds me of another place where Twersky mentions this cartoon from Peanuts, a very fascinating cartoon where it was a picture of a classroom, but it had a picture of a blackboard. And right next to it was a window. And two people were, one of them was looking at the blackboard and the other one's looking at the window that was on the side of the blackboard. So when the person looked at through the window, so it was sunny outside on the other side, it was light. The one that was standing in front of the blackboard, what did they see? Black, darkness. The problem is that that person, though, that was in front of the blackboard did not view it as a blackboard. Then it's no big deal. Oh, it's a blackboard. I could write on it with chalk, or I could move to the side where the window is and I could see beautiful light coming through the window. But no, this person looked at the blackboard and assumed it was a window, which means when they looked out, they assumed that the whole world was black, was dark. That's often the way we can perceive things. we are looking at the blackboard, not realizing we're not even looking at a window. We see the darkness because it's a blackboard. It's not a window. We have to move away from it to get to the window to see the light. That is the idea of working towards our own attitudes to become a better person, to become a more kinder person, to become a less bitter person. And we need to daven to Hashem to help us through this, because very often we are justified, or it's understandable why we would feel bitter. Sometimes we went through difficult, hard circumstances, and we were hurt by life, hurt by situations, and it's normal to feel bitter. But what we need to do is evaluate and not let it pervade our whole personality. If a situation was indeed bitter, we work to get out of it. But once we are out of it and we realize it is a healthy situation or a healthier situation, though it could be difficult, to remove that bitterness from our hearts, to allow us to see things in a pleasant light, to realize that there is light. When you look through the window, you will see the sunlight. So that is one concept to learn from today, that the attitude that one has can actually influence your perception of it. Another thing is the idea of truth. Titin emes liyakov. You gave truth to Yaakov. Truth, Rav Moshe von Kobrina said, is not something that can be attained. It's a matana from Hashem, from someone who worked very hard to attain truth. What does that mean? It says a judge who takes a bribe cannot rule justly. He's blinded by the bribe and will actually see the favor of the one who gave him the bribe. In other words, this judge's perception of reality is distorted by the bribe. So that bribe is within us when we have our drives and our cravings, which is part of our physical makeup, a call for gratification. Therefore, to deny them is very frustrating. And our judgments will likely be colored by these desires and will be bribed by those desires. And when we have a number of choices, we're likely to consider the right choice is which one? The one that gratifies us the most, physically, emotionally. So, which is not necessarily always the healthiest thing for us. So therefore, a person works very hard within his means to remove as much of his biases as he could, or she could. And we can't remove all our impulses, but we can just try our best. And you try our best, and Hashem gives us the rest. Torah's truth. Moshe was Moshe Nefesh to get the Torah, which is truth, till he gave it to him with a matana. That's the idea. Moshe worked very hard to learn Torah, to understand Torah, and he was not matzliach till it was given to him as a matana. The same thing for us. We have to yearn for truth. We have to strive for it. Ultimately, Hashem will be the one that gives it to us based on that efforts and those efforts that we made. And then we will be Messiah with the most important lesson. The other two lessons were also very important. What we just learned, that what, you know, they saw the water was bitter because they were bitter. Change your perception. Strive for truth, then Hashem will fill the rest in for you. And now we're going to talk about what is the most important thing. When Reb Nachman Mendel Katz asked a Talmud of Rav Moshe Kaprin, what was the most important thing that you learned from your teacher? And he answered, I learned that whatever happens at the moment is what's the most important thing. Whatever you're doing in the moment, that is the most important thing. Our time on earth is finite. We have a mission on earth to accomplish. When you work, you don't waste time, but you could have a lunch period, you could have a coffee break, you could, you know, do what you can because that's part of the work. But to idle is not unethical. So here's the idea. We're entitled to take breaks. We're entitled to rest. We're entitled to sleep. We're entitled to watch our health, of course. But we recognize that it's all a mission to fulfill in order to serve Hashem. So we could work on providing the necessities of our existence. Like we said, we eat, we work, we rest, everything to maintain our physical health, our emotional health, and everything we do is important. But the idea is not to procrastinate, not to be lazy, not to kill time, but to live in the moment and make the most of every single moment. And what would our lives be like if we lived according to this principle? What would our lives be like if we decided from here onward, I'm going to take every present moment and make that special. I'm going to make every present moment and make that meaningful as possible. And that is the aside. Look at every present moment as precious. Live in the present. It's okay to think about the past for the purpose of how to live better in the present. It's okay to plan for the future as long as you're doing it in a way where you're handling things in the present in the right way, the way Hashem wants you to conduct yourself. So this is the idea, to be present in the moment. And how are you present in the moment to tie into what we said earlier? Search for truth. Have a positive attitude on life. Try to remove bitterness as much as possible from your life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the rest. We work on becoming not bitter. We work on becoming more positive and loving and caring. Hashem will give us the bracha. And He will give that to us. And He will give us menuchas hanefesh, peace of mind, and yishuv hadas. And the greatest menuchas hanefesh comes from living in the moment. Realize Hashem is with you every single moment of the day. Bracha v'atzlacha.